Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 9/21/2023. And looks like we got the first day of fall. Summer is over. And we're heading towards the winter. And you know, Lord Jesus told us about winter. Pray ye that your flight not be in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Chapter 25 of Matthew. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And when all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, that is a preparation, an urge to be prepared, you see. Now you can take that and, you know, lamp oil is lamp oil, and I've often told you, take that literally, you know what I mean? Take it literally. Figure out how many hours of light you would like to have from your lamp if all the power grid was down and there was no electricity other than what you could generate, no lamp or lighting other than what you could provide or generate, and figure out how many, you know, how much lamp oil is held in the container, the fuel container in the Jupiter, the big Dietz Jupiter lantern or the Petromax or whatever it is that you've got, and figure out how many hours that burns so that you would know how much light that that would provide you within the period of how long the fuel capacity is of that particular lantern. And then multiply that out, you know, times the amount that you would need to provide yourself a year's worth of light for, say, oh, I don't know, anywhere 3 to 5 hours of light a night, depending on who you are, you know. But I can certainly see 4 hours easily, you know, because you're going to want to do something, you know. And that's going to be probably reading and that kind of stuff. And so anyway, without the television, without, you know, a lot of the things, unless you've got DVDs and you've got a battery backup system or something as well to play them on a computer or on a TV or DVD player. If you don't have that, then you're going to have to be able to read something and see, perhaps have some books, have the Bible, different things to read at night. So you might want 3 to 5 hours of light. So anyway, that is a very literal thing in terms of preparedness. Well, I'm going to tell you what, let me ask you this question. Do you want to start eating bugs and mealyworms like Klaus Schwab and Harari want you to eat now? Of course, the Rothschilds just are above them, you know, and Lucifer is above all of the others. All right. So you want to eat the bugs and the worms? Is that what you're looking for? Well, if you don't, then you'd better get more food than what you probably have. And people will say, well, it's so expensive to buy. But yes, it is. You ain't seen nothing yet. Lady J down there in the Blue Ridge in the Smokies, I was trading information back with her, back and forth with her today, and she remembered the song, you know, from back in the 60s, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, you know? And was it the Yardbirds or the Birds? I forget who it was. Maybe the Yardbirds. Anyway, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Because I think we're going to see, if it's available, $7, $8 a gallon gas. As a matter of fact, talking just before I went on tonight here, find out that in certain parts of California, one place they were showing on the Twitter feed the price of gasoline at the pump, one of them was $7.32. That was in California. So you're going to see this stuff that you can't believe. But you can't. What I used to say in the past few months, I would say, don't get caught watching the paint dry. Well, the fact is, we're watching the prices go up and up and up. But what you got to understand is that the time to buy it is now. And that you got to go every day and shop for food. Because I'll tell you, Lady J was talking about bottled water. Price of that was up 20% in one or two nights. Even just little stuff like packets of gravy or this packet, a can of this, or, you know, a pound of this meat or whatever, just all kind of stuff going up and up and up. And then it's getting also in shorter supply. Now, one of the old Allegheny crew, was looking to put together, you know, like an online order at one of the Walmarts out there in upstate New York somewhere, or Western New York. And they're trying to order, and they want to order more than 12 of the certain cans of whatever. Well, Walmart wouldn't let them order more than one case or 12 cans. And you would think, you know, in terms of this, that if Walmart was really trying to do business, then they would want somebody to order 200 cans, all right? And that they could provide that or get it from their regional, you know, regional headquarters or what have you, you know, and warehouse and send it. But they don't want to do it. Because I'll tell you, I think that I've always assumed, or at least a possibility of, or in my opinion, I think that they really work a little bit for the military and the government, you know. And that a lot of times Walmarts will be short of food where they may be supplying more to the different people. Then it also depends on which Walmart you go to and which location. And I think they try to short people in the mountain areas and that kind of stuff, because they figure you'd be the ones to prepare and to fight back against them, okay? But on the other hand, you can go down the street to another food store, another grocery store, and they've got plenty of whatever Walmart doesn't have. So it's kind of interesting. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to eat the bugs and the worms, then have at it. If not, you'd better shop for food probably every day. And if you can do that, if you stop by, you're not doing anything, you get off work, just go by the grocery store, go buy another 5 cans of Dinty Moore beef stew. And if you're starting to see in some things, or some people have, some of the chunky soups are now saying that they might have a little bit of the genetically modified product in it, usually from the corn or maybe soybeans. Not necessarily the goofy meat and all that stuff, but that kind of thing is just now starting to show up. But if you want to look at stuff that doesn't have it, I checked out the Dinty Moore beef stew. And they do not list any of that. I looked at the labels this morning online. And then I also will tell you, you can go online. And this is, people don't use the search engine as well as they could sometimes. Go online and type in this, organic, non-GMO, canned soup. Okay? And you will come up with, Happy Valley or something like that from Vitacost and different people. You'll come up with a whole large number of different non-GMO organic soups that you could then order those real quickly and get them in, okay? Order them real quick and get those in and get them shipped to you right away. And start hoarding that if you don't want to do that. But personally, I still want to look and see if there's some of the different ones that are in the stores. If you can do that, look, Progressive, whatever it is, just double check and make sure. But on the other hand, I'm going to say this to you too. These are not health food products. They're clean food, you know, and canned under USDA regulations, that kind of stuff. And you might have, when you go to the Mexican restaurant, you get some of the taco chips they bring you, the corn chips, and they bring you to dip in the salsa. How many of those you think are always non-GMO? Not necessarily. So you see, it just depends on the severity of the case and how hungry we might be. So anyway, that is the clue to this thing, is to consider it a ration for one person for one day. That's one can of Progresso soup or Chunky soup, or, you know, you can look at these others, these Vitacost or Happy Valley or different ones like that that I saw on there. But that's a good thing to do and do it. But I also think that Dinty Moore beef stew might be right as rain, all right? I had some roast beef hash today with eggs. That's a real good dinner, you know, real good meal, all right? And it's got a little bit of soybean in it, but it probably is, all soybeans are hybrids in a sense. Most of the corns that they make the corn products out of are hybrid corns. When you plant at home and you got an old old type of variety of corn from the old days, all right, then you can plant that, and you don't have necessarily the hybrid, but then there's a lot of the ones that people do plant, the sweet corns, that are hybrid sweet corns. Well, that's genetically modified. So keep in mind about that, too. There's different views as far as what you're looking at. Now, if you don't want to eat the bugs, you don't want to eat the worms, you better stock up on food. But I'm telling you, you better stock up on ammunition, too. Now, I just got word from one of my friends south of the border. Well, not south of the border, but in South Tejas. And I was asking about to see what's really going on down there. And here's the key. Not only did 10,000 or more come into like Eagle Pass, that's Maverick County, Texas, yesterday, but, you know, another thousands came in today. And it ain't even dark yet, so more are going to come tonight. And they're basically putting them under the bridge, letting them in, and most all of them will be gone by tomorrow, all right, and dispersed into the United States. And they're not all Mexicans or Salvadorans or Hondurans or Venezuelans. A lot of them are Chinese, Africans, Russians. You know, they're all over the block, okay? And then here's the key. Almost every Texas Department of Public Service officer is down there on the border. You got the military from Texas military, the Texas Guard. You got almost all the sheriffs, particularly in all the sheriffs in Texas are sending a few of their deputies down there to give them extra help. So you got all this heavyweight stuff at the border. And then meanwhile, you got Biden's Border Patrol, which don't want to do it, but when they're ordered to do it and go down and cut the razor wire, they're letting all these people in. But guess what's on the other side of the border? Not 10,000. They estimate that there's 250,000 people in Mexico just across the Rio Grande waiting to come. 250,000. That's a pretty big army now, isn't it? Pretty big army. How many do you think are going to come? He already just gave 500,000. Biden gave 500,000 work permits to Venezuelans. 500,000. Well, that's a 500,000. More people than we got in the military, isn't it? Or almost, or whatever. I don't know what the total force level is right now, but it ain't that much. Well, what's the purpose of letting all these people in? One thing could be they think that most of them, or a lot of them, will vote Democratic, particularly once they're the ones that have taken care of them and given them a Biden phone and food and food stamps and money and all the different stuff, and giving them a work permit when nobody else ever would get one. I remember back in the day in the 70s, I knew this woman who was a Canadian, and she was Canadian, and she was always having to hide because they had the gendarmes, they had the not the Border Patrol, but ICE was always on her butt looking for her. And she was Canadian, okay? Let alone from, you know, Red China or Russia or a wild West African nation that maybe is communist, all right? Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. So we're corrected. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. And we haven't. Now, the fact is that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to start to see food disappear. And it's disappearing. As the costs go higher, it's disappearing as well. So this is something that you need to act on immediately. And I know people are not rich. I can't get around the block if it costs more than $3, okay, or whatever. And I understand all of that. But if you've got money and you're looking at the stock market going down 370 70 points a day and that kind of stuff, perhaps you should take some out, borrow from your 401 or your whatever, and go get a year's supply worth of a Mountain House, or Mountain House, a combination of Mountain House or Wise or, you know, Alpenair or whatever the particular brand is of the freeze-dried food, and combine it with extra cans, canned goods, different things like, you could get Yoder's Bacon or Yoder's Beef Chunks or Survival Cave or whatever the brand name is of canned meat. Tuna fish, you know, get you some of that old albacore tuna packed in water, you know, get about 100 cans of that, you know, that'll give you something to eat. Spam is will last a long time. It's already basically, you can eat it right out of the deal, or you can put it in your canteen cup with a little bit of stuff and heat it up over the old fire, or your campfire, you know, or even just your 120 hour candle inside of the pup tent you're sleeping in. But this thing, make no mistake, this thing is going to get ready to pop and to blow or something. And we don't know what it is, but if you got 250,000 people waiting across the border from Mexico, then what happens when they all come, all right? When they all come, what happens? What happens when all of those in New York or in Chicago are going to go wild, okay? What happens if you have at the same time the dollar drops and the stock market drops, which is what they're talking about, and maybe that's upcoming as the government shuts down. Maybe it's the Russians just decide to launch a tsunami sub that's sitting in the Great Lakes, which incidentally we had a P-8 fly from Portland, Maine area, fly out clear across the Finger Lakes and Lake Erie and across the Great Lakes over into Michigan. They're still hunting for the tsunami subs. Still hunting for the tsunami subs. So consequently, They also have the submarines that are off the coast, you know, the East Coast. And we have, oh, isn't it wonderful? That Marine Corps jet, oh, they went out and found a place where, oh, see, this is where the plane went down in this deep hole here, and bop, bop, bop. That thing is sitting there probably in Havana, Cuba, and they're probably sitting out there, you know, at Lourdes talking about it. Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, the former top Russian base and Cuban SIG intelligence base. And the fact is, we know from different people that knew about the code languages, the operating systems of the F-35 aircraft and other different aircraft, transport aircraft, commercial aircraft. They all use the same similar code operating system. And then the one person I saw talking about it on a thread, he said, I've been warning them for over 10 years they need to change this operating system because it's out there, it's leaked. They could get it off of any of them. Shoot, they could get the same operating system if Russia or China or somebody bought a aircraft from Boeing or whatever, you see. And, you know, and that's sitting right there. So with all the trillions we've spent, all the hundreds of billions were given to Zelensky, and he was there today with Biden, kissing butt and begging for some more, while the Congress is not really wanting to do more, but Biden will figure out a way to do it. He'll just give it to him, all right? You know, Biden could say, oh, heck, I'll just get rid of the VA system and take all their money and give that to oh, and then Biden says, no, I can't do that because I'm trying to give that to the illegal aliens, you know. So I'll just have to find some other deal. Oh, well, I could take the strategic petroleum reserves and I could sell some. Oh, I forgot. I already sold that to our enemy, China. Ha, ha, ha. China bought all the oil, strategic oil reserve that was meant for our military and country to have a reserve in time of war when we go to war against China or Russia or Iran or whoever. This thing is done. Put a pork in it. It's done, but in the sense of being done, the protection and all of the things that you used to take for granted and understand that the protection of the military, the protection of police, the protection of people who watch the stock markets, the banks, all that kind of stuff. All that protection is disappearing. And so you're going to have to be the one that has your own general store or your own supply company. You know, you're the supply sergeant to yourself. And consequently, you know, oh, the P-8 is doing racetracks around Traverse City, Michigan right now. The P-8 is tracking right around Traverse City, Michigan. So you might see something out in the lake off of there that maybe they're starting to stir. I don't know. Now, with all these trillions spent and hundreds of billions spent and everything, I sent to some of some people out there, I sent them an article. There's an article called about U.S. military barracks are depressing hellholes because of the sewage, the squatters, and the disease, and the black mold and all the stuff. And they got open sewage in the basically in the barracks. And when you talk to guys who went through from World War II on in Vietnam and Korea, they used to have those World War II barracks where the drill instructors and the drill sergeants would have people up polishing the floors all night long, immaculate floors, immaculate woodwork, the bathroom, scrubbing them with toothbrushes and all that stuff, the tile floors, the heads, everything were just perfectly shiny, okay? And now all of that is gone and you know, is it's all gone, and now everything has got open sewage running on the floors. Well, do you think that has anything to do with why you can't recruit? I'm telling you what, you got to buy food, but you're going to have to buy ammunition. And if you don't have a firearm, you need to get a firearm, multiple firearms, if you can. If you can only get one, then get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. And maybe if you can't buy it, maybe Uncle Joe or Grandpa John has got an extra. He's got, you know, 8, 10 guns or something. He's got an old pump shotgun that he doesn't use anymore. Maybe he's got a new Benelli, or he's got him a new automatic of some type. But if he's got a pump, then get a pump. If you got a 22 long rifle, you got just a 22 rifle, 22 caliber, LR. You can perfectly fine weapon, you know, 100 yards or less, all right? 50 yards, you drill one into somebody's nose, and they're going to feel it, you know, and then they won't feel it. And a handgun, a revolver, or a pistol of some sort would be good. And then you can add your own hunting knives or butcher knives or machetes or whatever. But you're going to need weapons, because I'm going to tell you, if you've got a 250,000 people right now, just right now, and then incidentally, the statistics are is that from the 1st of September to the 20th of September this month, all right, over 100,000 illegal aliens came into the United States and were basically released. 100,000! How long do you think that's going to be before they get hungry and then come a-walking down your lane or street or your country rural route? All right? Or the people whose jobs they take, who then lose their jobs, how long is that going to be before they come around and take a look for what you've got? And then you've always got to remember, like old Mark from Michigan used to say, it's going to be the socialist lefty female college professor who's going to organize the people in your neighborhood to come and attack you with butter knives, the butter knife brigade, to take away your generator because they can hear it, you know, even dimly how you've got it closed up, they can still hear the generator. And they can still smell some of the food maybe coming out of your chimney or from your barbecue grill in the back of the house. And so they're going to have an organized to come and get your stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I know my old brother out there, Crazy Horse. He's got good eyes. You know what I'm saying? For an old engine, but he's got good eyes, and he's got him one of them buffalo guns, one of them old fashioned buffalo guns that will, like, you know, Tom Selleck shot. What was it? Such and such down under, Quimby down under, Trumbull down, whatever the name of that show was. Where they had to flip up Creedmoor site and all that stuff. But old Crazy Horse ain't going to take too lightly anybody coming down his lane to try to get his victuals or to take one of his horses or something. Or get into his garden stores or what have you, or his root cellar. And I guarantee you, he's going to position himself in a good spot behind a tree somewhere or in a spider hole or something. And he's going to drill him, and he's going to go back to eating his venison steak on the old Barbie and leave him on down at the end of the lane. All right? So this is going to, it's going to be real, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to come to pass. Lord Jesus said what? Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, famines. Okay, famines is when you ain't got enough food. Well, maybe you should get more food, unless you want to eat the mealy bugs and worms and the cockroaches, you know, crickets, grasshoppers. Just sounds yummy, doesn't it? Anyway, I think you need to go out and get some more food. I think you need to go out and get it every day, because every day the prices are going up. And if you haven't noticed, the gasoline is going up. And then the Russians, people think, oh, well, they shut off the gas and diesel to export of it to drive the prices up. No, they shut it down so they can make sure they're not sending any of their gasoline or diesel out of Russia, because they're preparing for war. Now, the genius war college there in Pennsylvania, they're talking about how they think that the war with Russia, that it will consume, when the United States goes to war against them, with them, you know, and all out, they go all out, that it will consume 50,000 U.S. troops a week will die. 50,000 U.S. troops a week will die. Well, I say to them, you guys, are you fools? Do you not think that at some point in time that Putin just doesn't say, well, here's a, you know, a Kinzhal, here's a nuclear weapon, you know, hypersonic. And it hits, you know, he shoots one and hits a bunch of different places. And they can scale their new ICBM up, their Satan 2 or whatever it is. They can scale that thing up to take out all of Great Britain in one fell swoop. Or to take out, they say that it could almost probably take out Texas with one missile. So they're talking about 50,000 troops, you know, and they're going to have to bring in the draft again and all this, that, and the other. Well, we ain't fighting World War II. We're fighting World War III. And it is not going to be fought the same way. Not going to be fought the same way, do you think? War College? Don't you think there's going to be a nuclear weapon or something used, or a biological? Something with a bit more kill ratio? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is not playing around time. This is not the normal time. This is not the time where we think that the election's going to save us, or if we just elect them old good old fashioned Republican, you know, conservative Republicans, and everything will be all right. Yeah. Well, you see how they hate Trump? Trump was much more conservative than they ever were. All the others worked for the CIA. Hey! And all the demon rats work for the CIA. I don't know. It's getting to be awfully wild weasel, isn't it? So I'll tell you, trillions of dollars spent. Trillions of dollars spent, and the barracks in U.S. military bases are overflowing with poop and pee and good knows what, flowing all over the floor, and you got black mold, and the ceiling tiles are falling down, the electricity don't work, the fire extinguishers are missing. I know somebody that just signed up, and I guarantee you they didn't show him one of those barracks. I guarantee you they didn't show him one of those barracks. Of course, they may take him and put him in a different type of billet because he might got to be controlled drones or something like that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle can still get you gold or silver. And then he also has, if you can get any of Steve's books, buy any of them. They're going to be worth their weight in the information they give, and all of the big, thick books that Steve's made with all the footnotes and all the different things. You better get a hold of some of them so you can tell your grandkids, if you got any, or your kids, how this thing got started and why, and how Lucifer is coming to be the fake the false Messiah, and to try to counterfeit the life of our Lord Jesus. And how they want to have no more than 500 million on the planet Earth. because they're going to do the blood sacrifice of the other 6 billion. You got to call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, that's their office number. If you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his office manager, his manager of the store there, or if you get Tyler, his son, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, and he take good care of you. And you can get gold, silver, and Steve can overnight it to you or get it out as quickly as possible. And then anything else they can provide for you, they'll be glad to do so. And you get any book they still have while they've got them, because Steve is not reprinting them because the cost is so prohibitive, and they also won't tell you when they're going to have them printed, and the paper, they don't know the paper costs 3 months from now, and blah, 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 blah. So it's a lot of problematic stuff trying to print a book. But you can also sign up for the Steve Quayle or the Q-Files 2.0 and the private briefings so you can get additional information. Oh, boy. So Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And I'll tell you what, you want to keep Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed and wanted. could be a Federal Reserve notes, could be an ounce of silver, a silver dime, silver quarter, silver 50-cent piece, silver dollar. A little bit of gold, whatever. A little bit of platinum, palladium, whatever. Or a check. Be made out to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And if you would like to get in with the people in the Indochina who are on fire for Lord Jesus and who are having home churches that are growing into churches where they're having to build a church now and that kind of thing, and that's in the face of tyrannical oppression of the religious, you know, aspect of people's lives over there in Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia and different places. But Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, Vietnam, you know, Myanmar or Burma, whatever you want to call it. And the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, been missionaries over there in that area for 50 years or what have you. And then they still are able to get at them and teach them by Zoom and different things, although they can't get into the country anymore. Too tight, because they were chased the last time, and since then they also had the COVID. But we're recently, some of the listeners to the show here put up money and donated whatever it is they had, and then other people donated from other places that the Nunemakers are in touch with. And that church got built, $20,000, I believe it cost. And the money to build that was scared up in about 2 weeks. We also have the Bibles and songbooks that are printed in the dialect or the specific language of each one of the Montagnard villages. These are the yards. These are the old Montagnards. Used to talk to Greg Evenson about them, different people like that. But the Montagnards are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And the Nunemakers trained up young pastors all over the place and have their real high class, have a real high quality a man that runs Bibles and stuff up to him in different areas through different means. He doesn't always use the same means, and we don't want to divulge what that is, but he gets to make sure they all get printed. But anyway, you can donate to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project is probably just as easy. Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y-E-R-S, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, they're starting to print those Bibles back up in the different dialects and the songbooks. They'll be getting all them out to them. We got loads going out here recently, I believe, and just started to get back out there. Prior to that, they had been stopped printing for a little bit of while. The printing companies did, but now they're back to doing it. And consequently, you will see that people are just on fire for the Lord, for the word of the Lord. It's just tremendous. So if you can help them, the Lord Jesus will return it to you 10,000-fold, I believe. And all I know, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let's see now. This might be something interesting here. Smoke seen rising from Idaho National Lab. I've been waiting for the next sabotage stuff to start to happen. I believe yesterday that there was a, either Tuesday or Wednesday, there was a train derailment that happened somewhere, as I recall. And let's see here what this is. Ah, smoke seen rising from Idaho National Lab, which tests advanced nuclear energy. This is the most interesting. Anyway, out in the middle of nowhere, and you got smoke rising from under the ground. So I don't know what's up, but that could be the sabotage of the week. One of them. Could be one of them. Because that stuff is coming along. The overture. Remember we read to you about the overture? We read to you about the overture, didn't we? And then I'm going to tell you things I've read to you in the past from other time periods, which are just as appropriate now, are bank holiday possible, bank holiday. And then the title that I read back in 2009 was Bank Holiday Possible, from August 26th through October 2009 will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow, okay? And then back then, Brother Quayle got letters that were sent to him that described how much money you would be able to take out and that kind of stuff from your bank and all the different things. And then there were two letters. And then here were the details back then. It was from allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states were made available to the Q-Files by an alleged executive-level employee of that bank. Their contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestions, to be returned no later than back in August of 2009, contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve and that an executive order was specifically going to be cited if in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and employees sometime after that. Well, all accounts access was to be limited by the bank. This is the first thing. All accounts access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of all those accounts every 7 business days until the limitations were lifted. So every week you could only take out $500, and that was it, no matter how much money you had in the bank or in your IRA or anything, or how much credit card you had. Only $500 would be allowed per week. Number two, all lockboxes, now listen up, all lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notices. And then I wrote back then, I said, these type of restrictions have been seen before during bank holidays of the 1930s when contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated. And also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South America countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Okay? So a lot of people got a mortgage much higher than $2,000 per month, you know. So that would be all you could take out. But that's then. They could make it less or could make it more. And then you remember Obama's board of governors, where there were going to be 10 governors, but only some of them were going to be actual governors, and the rest of them were going to be the Federal Reserve Board governors or military governors, not Federal Reserve Board, but the FEMA governors. And there are 10 FEMA regions. So they're getting ready to go to martial law. And the many times they practice it has been over bank holiday problems. But let's just get back to the basics here. If you don't want to eat the bugs or the mealyworms or the grasshoppers, you'd better go to the store tonight and go tomorrow and go the next day and get as much as you can get. And then you can get, you know, if you don't want to trust it up to the mail or the UPS and order it online, you can go to like the Cabela's and the Sam's Clubs and the Academies and the different camping stores and sporting goods stores, wherever you're at. And you can go and you can pick up a large amount of the Mountain House freeze-dried meals, whether in the pouch or in the can. Usually they have a bunch of them out there. Now, as to water, we're hearing much more about it. The EPA put stop orders on the Berkey filtration systems, or water purification systems, I call them, because they say that filter is impregnated with pure silver, that silver is a pesticide. It's not a pesticide. It's just that silver or colloidal silver happens to kill microorganisms, viruses. You can go back in the 70s to, I think it was Arizona University or Arizona State, one of the two. They did a research in the 70s on colloidal silver, which is just pure silver in deionized water. Well, this is silver impregnated into ceramic or into the black carbon filters, the black Berkey filters, which also filter out 99% of all of the chemicals. So if the EPA wants to stop you from getting a hold of Berkey, black Berkey filters and Berkey pure water systems, then that means they want you to drink bad water and croak. So those are in short supply, and if you can get any of them anywhere. I see when I go up and look on various ones, it says join our waiting list for the black Berkey filters. All right. Well, see if you can get any kind of a thing you can get. And if there's any of them locally, pick them up and buy them. I think that the big Berkeys, the Imperials, and that kind of stuff, the real big ones, are pretty much, there's hardly any of them available at all, and that there may be some of the travel Berkeys, all right, which are smaller, might be available, but the Berkey filtration, or the Berkey filters, are backordered, you see. It's like a real weird thing. So then I'm going to tell you what, there's also Katadyn, and Pure, that's P-U-R, Pure, Sawyer, different water filters that you maybe need to get a hold of. I would also be redundant on water and get the halozone tablets, the iodide pills, that kind of stuff that they use to put into the water to purify it. And then you can also boil the water, strain it through an old T-shirt, you know, white T-shirt, strain it through a T-shirt a couple times, and then put it in and boil it. Strain it again if you want, but, I mean, it's just you're going to have to pay attention to water, and I've been telling you this for 19 years, over 19 years. So if you're just getting at it, get at it now and get at it hard. And get you some kind of a water purification system. If you can get the Berkey, then by all means, get it. If you can find one somewhere. Or you can find some of the filters. If you find some of the filters, buy a bunch of them. And if I was Berkey, I would be looking for some place to manufacture them overseas and call them, tent stakes, you know. Berkey tent stakes or whatever you might call them and do something different. But I'm going to tell you what, I wished I had more of the black Berkey filters. I did get an extra set, I believe. And then I bought an extra set of the K-Dine combi filters. Then I had one of the Aqua Rain systems. I still do. So I'm trying to be as redundant on water as possible. I would also tell you to try to look for spring, a nice spring out in the country somewhere in the people who live in Tennessee or North Carolina, go up in the mountains, see if you can find you spring water. All right. Or some water that's pretty pure coming down the rocks, coming down fast. And you can still, boil that, you know, and store that water. I know in different places, like in the Smokies there, there's that English water, the English North Carolina or something like that. That's some of the best water you ever get up in those areas. And then, like they found out on the television show, the Moonshiners, is that water came out of a spring, but at the edge of their property, it no longer was their water. Then down below that, it was public water or whoever owned that land's water. You get what I'm telling you? Small containers so you can carry them and throw them in the truck. Stack them up. Water blocks are real good. Stack them up, about 3-4 feet high. But see if you can't get your water handled as well, you see. But this ammunition, I'm going to tell you, is you got all these people that are getting ready to come for food at some point in time when this stuff shuts down, or you just take a few Russian or Chinese missiles or a few of those tsunami subs pop up in the Great Lakes and shove all that water south out of Superior, Michigan, Erie, Huron, etc., then you just ain't going to believe how that's going to come and happen. And I tell you what, pray that you're not involved in that flood and get out to the side. But I'll tell you, if you got a Mississippi River that's 250 miles wide now or 200 miles wide, and none of the bridges are there, and St. Louis is gone, this one's gone, that's gone, etc. And consequently, you're going to have to see, maybe Memphis is gone too, and, all that kind of stuff. You got an inland sea. Well, maybe you should look into ferry boats, or maybe you should look into rubber ducky boats or whatever it has. So I don't know. There's all kind of nuclear forces on alert. All kind of nuclear forces on alert. And our B-52s, we've been moving them across the country to different places, here to there to the other, land them for a while, then they get up and go somewhere else. This is wartime footing. This is playing hide the pea underneath the shells, you see. And then nukes are being moved around. Nukes are being put on a stuff that wouldn't normally have it on it in regular peacetime. But I'm going to tell you, all it's going to take is wham, poof, poof, poof. And then there you go. You got Wild Weasel, and Casey Jones has got his trains on every track headed, you know, it's Casey Jones and his clones, right? And they're all headed to the same function junction. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And Lord Jesus said, all those are the beginning of sorrows. I will say this, Lord Jesus, go to anybody who needs it tonight. And there are many that do. Lord, you know who they are. And Lord Jesus, will you provide them with medical miracles? Will you provide them protection against all evil? Will you then provide them superabundance and everything they need to survive? In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus. Excuse me, I get some coffee. The food thing, it just hits you. Just ask yourself your question when you get up in the morning. Yeah, tomorrow when you're shaving, say, or when you're doing your makeup. Do I want to eat the bugs and the mealy worms? Nope. And I'm going to the grocery store today. Don't go into there Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your family, for your home, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and your spacecraft. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, your bot test, you're the best with the 338, or hand-to-hand in five different ways. Road and track and Little L, hearing good things about y'all. Hearing good things about y'all. Have fun at the 23, have fun at the 23. Say hi to your mom and daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare like you've never prepared before. Prepare for nuclear war, civil war, for a hurricane, whatever it is you want to do, prepare in that fashion. And the Lord Jesus